Hi, I'm Jill, and with me is Carlos. Welcome to Module 3 of this Learning to Learn course. In this module, we'll be discussing digital technologies and their implications on learning and professional development.
Hi, Jill. Okay, so what are the specific topics?
Well, we're going to begin by explaining digital literacy and digital learning, as well as their benefits and challenges. Next, we'll describe ways to use digital technologies to find learning resources. We'll then briefly discuss the major digital technologies and their applications to learning and continuing education.
Well, sounds interesting. Let's get started.
Okay, but before we do, we should mention that the information for this presentation comes from a Learning Nurse research report called Learning in a Digital World. Click on the icon to view the full report that contains more detailed information on digital learning, as well as providing the sources and references used.
Cool.
So let's begin by explaining digital literacy. To reap the benefits of digital technology, learners and instructors must be digitally literate. So, Carlos, what does digital literacy mean to you?
Digital literacy means that I can use different types of digital technologies to appropriately and effectively search, retrieve, and evaluate digital information.
Yes, that's certainly an important factor. Another component of digital literacy is being able to use it for communication, interactions, and collaboration with peers, family, colleagues, and other professionals.
Yeah, and Jill, based on my personal experience, digital literacy also means being aware of privacy and security issues and managing the risks and dangers of using such technologies.
Oh yeah, excellent point. Nurses and nursing students can benefit in many ways from digital learning resources. Let's do this one together. You start.
Okay. One of the most significant benefits of digital learning resources is that because they are electronic and on the internet, they're available all the time and at any location. I mean, nurses can access them around the clock, anywhere they may be.
Another important benefit is individualization, allowing a person to learn at his or her own pace, time, and location. Digital learning resources allow nurses to get a personalized learning experience.
Another benefit is that digital learning resources can provide immediate and individualized feedback. This helps students learn better, remember more, and monitor their progress better.
Digital learning resources include digital content in the form of text, images, audio, video, and interactive activities. Learners have hands-on control over the resources and content. This makes the learning more engaging, interesting, and rewarding.
Oh, yeah. And nursing students are often afraid to fail since it may harm patients. However, through digital learning resources such as virtual worlds, interactive games, and simulations, students can practice various treatment options in a safe environment where no patients are at risk.
That's a great idea. Nursing students who use digital learning resources get access to material that is up to date and in line with the latest trends in nursing education and nursing practice. The tools used as digital learning resources are also becoming more advanced and sophisticated.
Yeah, many digital learning resources are freely accessible on the internet and through other sources. When fees are required, they're usually low and generally affordable. Also, learning online reduces costs associated with traveling, course materials, trainers, and facilities such as lecture rooms.
Another benefit is enhanced employability. Many healthcare providers are adopting the use of technology in their facilities and in the provision of services. Nurses who demonstrate skills in the use of digital technologies will have a competitive edge over those who do not.
And finally, the last benefit of digital learning that we'll mention is that it's more eco-friendly and environmentally sustainable.
Sure.
Digital learning resources minimize or eliminate the use of paper. Additionally, fewer resources such as electricity and fuel are used.
Despite its many benefits, digital learning does have several disadvantages and challenges. Let's take a look at these.
Yeah, the first disadvantage of digital learning is that it's best for knowledge-based learning. It's less effective for the psychomotor and affective domains.
A second disadvantage is less group interaction. Although e-learning often includes collaboration and interaction through social media and other interactive technologies, it takes away the authenticity of face-to-face interactions and real group activities.
Yeah, and digital learning requires self-discipline, dedication, and motivation. Some individuals may not have the self-discipline, time management, and self-motivation skills to fully benefit from digital learning resources.
I might be one of those people. Getting diverse browsers, software operating systems, and mobile devices to work is often challenging and frustrating, mm-hmm. too. Users may experience unfriendly interfaces and other technical issues that discourage them from embracing digital learning. To add to the frustration, browsers and operating systems are frequently updated, which often causes issues with the existing digital learning programs.
Because of the freedom and independence, it's easy for learners to lose attention or get distracted by other things in the background or on the internet. To benefit from digital learning requires an individual to have a balance between learning and non-learning activities.
Another disadvantage is that the effectiveness of digital learning is dependent on the individual's ability to use information technology. Given the diversity of browsers, devices, and operating systems, and their constant evolution, keeping one's technology skills current can be a challenge.
In addition to the requirement for technical skills, the learners must have access to digital devices and internet connections. If these aren't provided, then there can be an additional cost associated with digital learning.
And finally, there are other potential challenges. These include such things as the availability of too much data, the evolving nature of e-learning technology, personal beliefs and attitudes, and privacy and safety issues.
Yeah, well, Jill, that was a pretty comprehensive and useful discussion of the benefits and challenges of digital learning.
It sure was.
I believe that regardless of the limitations that we've identified, digital learning is probably here to stay.
I agree. The internet has become a rich source of learning resources. However, the abundance of information and information sources can sometimes make it a challenge to conduct online searches to find what you're looking for.
Although the internet has an unbelievable amount of information, we should remind everyone that it may not have the information you need. Secondly, it takes time, effort, and skill to conduct the online research to find what you need.
And thirdly, information on the internet changes on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. This means the information may be moved, changed, revised, or even deleted. For more information and tips for effective online searching, pause this presentation and click on the icon. Return to this slide and click on Next to continue. The internet is an open source of information. This means that anyone can put information on it. Therefore, the information is only as accurate and reliable as the source, and thus it's important to use only verifiable and authoritative sources. Here are some methods of evaluating the veracity of online information.
Yeah, the first step is to evaluate the authority of the author. Medical and healthcare information is highly sensitive. Authors of such material should be appropriately qualified to present this information.
Another thing you should do is evaluate the accuracy and validity of the material. Determine the purpose and intended audience. Analyze the writing style, degree of research, detail, and organization in the article. Scholarly articles often have citations from peer-reviewed research.
Evaluate the currency of the content and materials. For any information to be reliable, it should represent knowledge that's current and up to date. Check the dates for last posted and updated. Check for the dates of the cited materials and sources in the article.
Assess the relevance of content to your needs. The information on the internet is only useful if it's relevant to your informational and research needs.
Mm-hmm. And the final suggestion is to determine the objectivity of the website. Determine the purpose of the materials. Check for advertising and assess level of objectivity.
In this section, we'll explore the different digital learning technologies. We'll start with nursing applications or apps. The use of mobile health apps is on the rise among nurses and nursing students. Nursing apps provide access to valuable information and resources on the go. Let's take a look at how to go about selecting a nursing app. Carlos, you start.
Okay. The first consideration is the platform of the application. Some mobile apps run entirely on mobile devices such as smartphones and tablets. Other apps are web-based but are also optimized for use on mobile platforms.
Nurses should select apps that are compatible with the operating systems of their mobile devices. The most common operating systems are iOS for Apple products and Android for most non-Apple mobile devices.
Another factor is the cost of the app. Generally, apps can be divided into two categories: free apps and paid apps. A paid app is not necessarily of better quality than a free app, so do your research.
Absolutely. Apps are tailored for different uses and audiences. Nurses should select apps based on how they intend to use them. For example, there are apps designed to prepare nurses for their licensing exams. There are apps that provide information on the latest trends and developments in nursing. Some apps can be used for referencing purposes. These apps contain information about assessment, medical diseases, diagnosis, and medication. And finally, there are apps specifically designed to assist and guide nurses in their practice. Once you have identified a potential app, it's important to evaluate it and confirm its quality. There are a number of factors to consider when evaluating nursing apps.
Yeah, the first consideration is engagement. The app should capture the attention of the user and motivate users to make use of the app.
Relevance is another factor. The app should stay true to its core purpose. More importantly, the app should cater to the needs of the student or nurse.
Feedback is important for effective learning to take place. A quality app will feature prompt and specific feedback.
A good app allows users to save their content in-app. It also allows them to share and export this content to peers and instructors.
Quality apps are updated on a regular basis.
Good apps integrate the use of different media, such as text, images, movies, and audio.
Quality apps allow users to set content preferences as well as change settings to meet their needs.
And there are other factors. Pause the presentation and click on the icon to see a list. In recent years, there has been an explosion of online courses. Before registering for an online course, nurses and nursing students should carefully evaluate them by considering the following factors.
Accreditation. The schools or organizations offering the course should have relevant accreditation as per the country and/or province or state requirements.
Cost. Some online courses are free while others have fees. Look out for any hidden expenses and costs.
Faculty. Research the quality of the program's faculty. Instructors should be certified, licensed, and well-experienced individuals, like me and Jill.
Exactly. Digital resources. The online course should include resources to help the student learn better. Examples include quizzes, interactive activities, and links to external materials.
Feedback. Appropriate feedback should be provided from instructors or tutors, as well as on assignments and evaluations.
Technical support. A good program has 24/7 technical support for students.
Student reviews. Reviews allow one to judge a program based on the experiences of others.
Continuing with our discussion about online courses, here are some suggestions on how to get the most benefit from them.
Have a fast, strong, and reliable internet connection. Be self-disciplined and self-motivated. Have a dedicated space and study time.
You should make a study plan and stick to it. Participate in online discussions and collaborations. And if you run into problems or have questions, seek help. Nurses and nursing students can enhance their knowledge using online quizzes. These are internet-based assessments designed to test students on different subjects. Most online quizzes are compatible with mobile devices and web browsers. Online quizzes provide prompt results and feedback.
You can find online nursing quizzes by doing an internet search, from referrals from other students and instructors, and from nursing-oriented websites such as Learning Nurse.
Here are a few suggestions on how to get the most out of online courses. First, maintain honesty and integrity when taking the quizzes. Have good time management skills. Have a quiet test-taking spot with no distractions.
Have a strong and fast internet connection and the appropriate hardware and software. If possible, save and print out the results and feedback as a PDF document. Finally, review the feedback and incorporate the results into your learning plan.
Podcasts are programs that are digitally recorded, audio or video. Users download them from the internet and play them on their devices. Podcasts are available from a wide number of internet sources, including online university libraries, nursing websites, and referrals from colleagues and instructors. Let's take a look at some ways to best use podcasts as part of your learning program.
The first step is to ensure that you have a reliable podcast app. Google and Apple both have good ones. Ensure that the podcasts are relevant to your specific needs. Start with a transcript of the podcast if that's possible.
Yeah, keep a notebook and take notes. Pause, rewind, and play the podcast at your convenience. Finally, critically analyze the information from the podcast, and do further research.
Jill, our next digital learning technology is the one I personally am fascinated with.
What's that?
Simulation and games.
Of course.
Yeah. Simulation refers to the imitation or reproduction of real-life experiences or systems. In nursing, simulation is used for teaching, assessment, research, and patient safety. A simulator is said to have high fidelity when it reproduces real-life experiences with great accuracy.
Yeah, one big advantage of games and simulations is that they allow learning to take place in a safe environment without putting any patients at risk. Some games and simulations are highly realistic. They are also challenging and encourage creativity and problem-solving.
Yeah, and games and simulations provide immediate results and feedback. Students feel free to fail and see the consequences of various alternatives without harming anyone. Games and simulations are interactive, meaning that several players can be involved. They can be relatively cost-effective and compress time. This means that participants can learn potential long-term consequences of certain actions in a short period of time.
That's great. The use of videos in nursing and healthcare education is on the rise. Videos allow self-learning. Videos also help students understand concepts better because they use visual perception. However, finding relevant and reliable videos that are of high quality can be challenging.
Some potential sources of quality educational nursing videos include online university libraries, educational video hosting sites such as Amazon Education and YouTube Education, accredited nursing education websites, and online nursing courses. Oh, and another good approach is to subscribe to video channels run by professional and accredited individuals and organizations. Another digital technology that intrigues me is virtual and augmented reality. Virtual reality, or VR, is a technology that fully immerses the participant into a virtual world. Users wear head-mounted displays and use haptic controllers to manipulate objects and move around in the imaginary world.
On the other hand, augmented reality, AR, uses digital details to enhance the real world. These digital details include graphics, sound, visual, and even touch feedback. One can access AR from a modern smartphone and after downloading an AR app. One may also experience AR through special headsets.
VR and AR are already in use in the healthcare industry, both in practice and education. These digital learning technologies help to illustrate features, processes, and concepts more accurately and with greater detail. For example, VR can allow students to go inside an organ and even walk around in it. They encourage interactive learning since they foster learning through active participation.
Wow, yeah. These digital technologies immerse students into high-fidelity simulations that provide realistic experiences. They also help to enhance empathy toward patients and their families.
Yeah, the VR and AR technologies are rapidly developing both in hardware and software. This is still a much evolving digital technology with new advances and developments almost daily. However, I am really excited as to the future of this type of learning.
Oh, me too. Our last digital learning technology is webinars. A webinar is a web-based seminar. Like normal seminars, webinars have themes, speakers, question and answer sessions, and an audience. Everything takes place over the internet. As with all digital learning technologies, there are some things you can do to ensure that you get the most from each webinar.
The first thing to do is install the webinar software on your computer. Perform a technical check before the webinar begins to ensure all systems are working.
Find a quiet and private location for the webinar. Focus on the webinar and avoid multitasking. Actively participate in the webinar by responding to polls, commenting, asking questions, and making suggestions.
Be respectful to other participants, including practicing proper webinar etiquette. Give feedback on the webinar presenters to guide future improvements, and download the webinar for future listening and review.
Before we conclude this module, we would like to briefly discuss net etiquette. Internet communication must take place within certain rules and boundaries for them to remain effective. Net etiquette is defined as the code of good behavior on the internet. Let's review some of these rules.
Yeah, be respectful of others. Avoid inflammatory or offensive comments in online communications. respect the privacy of others, be patient with others, and treat them as you would like to be treated.
Recognize and respect the differences of opinions. Acknowledge and respond to messages promptly. Stick to the topic in discussion forums or in comment sections on social media sites.
Respect copyright laws and give credit where credit is due. Avoid the use of all capital letters in a text message. This is considered shouting. Think before you hit the send or post button. Once you have sent or posted, it's nearly impossible to delete the message, and it will likely remain on the internet forever. Yeah, this may come back to haunt you in the future.
Whew, that was a lot of information in this module.
Yeah.
Carlos, care to briefly summarize?
Okay. Well, we began by defining digital literacy. Next, we discussed the many benefits of digital learning, as well as their limitations and challenges. We then talked about how to conduct effective online research and how to critically evaluate the accuracy of the information. In the next section, we briefly explored the most common digital learning technologies and gave some tips on how to get the most out of each. The technologies included nursing apps, online courses, online quizzes, podcasts, simulation and games, educational videos, virtual and augmented reality, and webinars. We concluded the presentation by reviewing the rules of net etiquette or how to behave on the internet. Did I miss anything, Jill?
No, I think you summarized it just fine. Goodbye for now. We'll see you again in the next module.
Goodbye.